As you see, we move along in Shin Aleph. Well, actually, we're not going to go through Shin Gimel for the simple reason. Maybe we'll see one sif in Shin Gimel. Shin Gimel talks about the halachas and limitations of tashitim. So let's go back. We mentioned there's two basic heterim. A person can't carry on Shabbos. So if I walk out wearing my hat, look, I'm carrying a hat. So why am I allowed to walk out wearing a hat? I'm wearing a coat. So we have a concept of something which is a malbush. It's there to be mishamish the goof. It's worn on the goof. It's derech levisha. It's not derech so. It's not the goal there isn't to take the item out. The goal is to take yourself out with the item. Since that becomes a malbush, it means even if your goal is to take the item out, the Mor talks about a case where he's being mousing into the lakos, he wants to put on multiple layers of clothing with the goal to take the clothing out of the building. Even so, once it's derech malbush, it's considered tabatus of the goof. There's a second concept in halacha which is not referred to as a tachshit, which you can't really look at it. It's something which is, its goal is to clothe the body, to cover the body, to clothe the body, to warm the body, but it's there in some way to be mishamish the goof. Its function is to be mishamish the goof, so it's called a tachshit, and it's mutter to wear, meeker than it's mutter to wear on Shabbos. We skip the halachas of kameya, because that's a little bit not so on our radar screen nowadays, unless you know you live in certain chugim. So the kameya is the same idea. The kameya, which is kameya mumcha, which is it would be mishamish. It was some way it was functioning to help the body do something it's supposed to do. So it was mishamish to goof. A common application of that nowadays, Rishon Zalman holds that the head to wear a hearing aid on Shabbos is based on the concept of a kameya. It's not any worse than a kameya, because now we're talking about kameya works metaphysically, this works physically, but it's there to mishamish the goof, to help the goof function what it needs to do. So that's a person has to wear a battery pack together with a pacemaker or something of that sort. There it's mishamish the goof. It's not worse than a kameya. That's there mishamish the goof, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So that's the same idea as a tachshit. A tachshit usually it's mishamish the goof in the form of adorning it. Kameya is a mishamish the goof is a form of helping it serve what it has to do, but it's worn on the body for that purpose. We even saw there's a concept of maybe a person who cannot walk at all without the help of a makel, so that becomes part of it. Part of his, it's also it's functioning with the body. Rishon Zalman says a person who can't, he suggests a person who cannot hear at all. So the same idea, the hearing aid would become his ear. The same way a makel becomes a regel, so hearing aid can become an ear. That's part of the function of the body, and that's even though you're not in the kiddush of the case of makel, even though you're not wearing it, you're seeming as it were the person's carrying it. That's not called carrying; it's mishamish the body, not the person is carrying the item. Chazal did come along, and that's what Shin Gimel talks about at length. Chazal came along and said, even though a tachshit is mutter to wear, Mikra Adin, Tasha's Mutter, the Rechazal came along and had certain concerns that a person might take it off and then by mistake forget to put it back on and carry it, Dalet Amis. So the first example, Chazal were worried about something which is loose. If it's loose and it could fall off, a person might, before they put it back on, might carry it, Dalet Amis, before they put it back on. One example which we have over here was the case of the Nalayim, which are a minnel gadol for a katan, a person who's a katan. There's a concern it can fall off, and he might carry it before he puts it back on. Another concern which Chazal had when it came to tashitim was that maybe a woman would want to take off her adornment, her jewelry, and show it to somebody. She meets somebody in the street, says, look at this beautiful brooch that I have. She takes it off and she shows it, and they go, ooh, ah, ah. And while they're doing the ah, they're walking and talking, and next thing they know, the Dalet Amis is carrying it. So Chazal were concerned about that. Chazal were concerned about an issue which a davar which is chaitis for tevila was a much more common issue because of taharas, etc. Chazal said something which would be a chatzitza, something that's worn in the hair, worn in the body in a way which would be a chatzitza, a person would take it off to be tevil tevila shel mitzvah in the mikvah and then carry it. An example which we had over here was the issue of tefillin. It's about wearing tefillin. The concern of a person who has to go to the basic kisa, they have to take the tefillin off. We're afraid they would then carry, before they put the tefillin back on, they would carry the tefillin dalet amos before they put it back on. And Shavur points out that a person not putting it on tefillin on Shabbos for the purpose of the Shei Mitzvah, he's wearing it for other purposes, but since it's worn on the body, normally it gets a din of a tachshit, so it's to consider something which would be mutter to wear. He wants to wear it as protection, not the Shei Mitzvah, so he wants to wear it because he needs to carry it somewhere. So that with mikra would be mutter, but the problem is carrying it outside would be a problem. Wearing it outside would be a problem because the person might take it off to use the bathroom and then forget to put it back on and walk dalet amos. So that's that same type of a concept. All these being said, then the fourth one, the more it talks about is that sometimes a person will wear something which maybe seems strange. So out in the streets, some people will look at them strange and start laughing at them, and they'll take it off because they're embarrassed and then end up carrying it. A person has a false tooth. Their false teeth were made out of gold. So it looks a little bit different than the rest of the teeth. So maybe the person will take it out. The person will say that dentures nowadays don't have that issue. They look very much like the teeth. There's no concern a person would want to take it out because of that type of concern. Okay, so in Siman Shin Gimel, The Ramah brings different opinions exactly where you're allowed to wear these items, where you're not to, and he says that nowadays he brings the Beis Yosef already said that the minhag seems to be nowadays to wear them, and why is it that we wear these items nowadays? So the Ramah brother brings three reasons. First one, he says mutar shi yashagim al yivam zidim, they're not going to listen anyway, so we have a rule by Durabonans. It's better to be quiet and not say something because the person this way will be a shoygeg. But if you tell them and they don't listen to you, then they're amazed. So by their abundance, if you know they're not going to listen, well, the shoygeg will use them as Eden. So that applies to a person you think is not going to listen. A person who would listen, the card doesn't apply. The second argument that he brings from the Sefer HaShuma, which is one of the Balei Tosfos, that we don't have a Rishus Rabbim as Man Hazeh. This is a famous discussion. What are the criteria of Rishus HaRabim? It needs 600,000 people or not. Rashi mentioned such a concept. The Makor is already in the Bahag, which is very significant. It's a Bahag because the Bahag was one of the first Svar which we have after the Gemara was written by the Gaonim. And the Rishon already pointed out that whatever the Gaonim wrote, they were Divrei Kabbalah, and they had them assert from this Bisman of the Gemara to such a fact. Even though the Gemara never mentions criteria of 600,000 people traversing this road or using this road or being in this place as a definition of Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara never mentions it, but the Bahag does. I mean, Rashi follows that, and Tosfos follows that. The Rambam does not mention it, etc. So the Rishonim, which does not mention such a criteria, so that's this discussion: is that a definition or not? But the Shulchan Aruch says over here, the Beis Yosef says it, and the Rambam quotes it. The Sefer Truma said the reason why that these Yisurim are only in a place where there was potentially Rishus HaRabim, and Rishus HaRabim you're carrying the rice, so they made these gezeiras. You don't have any Rishus HaRabim, it was on the gezeira doesn't apply. So this is one of the makaras that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is the paskal halacha lemaisa, that like the opinion you need 600,000 people, and this is very relevant. If that's the hakra of the Ramah and the Beis Yosef, that has significant application in halacha. The Shulchan Aruch, when he presents it in Hilchus Erevin, etc., he brings both opinions. He doesn't seem to say a clear decision between the two. But over here in Siman Shin Gimel, he says this is the reason why we're making. So that's significant. He says that the third argument he brings from all sets the Sefer Truma. The third argument that he brings over there is it says that nowadays the Rav Hai says that the tachshitim nowadays are more rogel, so the chashash at least of taking it off the show that wouldn't apply because once a time a person never you get one piece of jewelry in their whole life, like wow, it's exciting, they show it to people over here, like jewelry is much more common, so that chashash wouldn't apply. So it seems to me the minhag is to be leaning it when it comes to jewelry. So we started learning the halachas over here, and we came across the halacha of a tabas. So for men, wearing a signet ring was permitted because that was something which that was there for them to do. To wear a non-signet ring, the Moris says that would be something which is not there for him to do. It's there for saw, because he would sometimes take his wife's piece of jewelry to the jeweler to be fixed, wearing it on his finger. So it's there for saw, and he'd be chayv. So what about Bezman Hazeh? Does that apply or not, Bezman Hazeh? So the Chama Bersinah B'Shu'ul in his Sefer Tshuvas Ar L'Tzion, he says that the beings of Ritvo already said that Bezman of the Ritvo, that men already were wearing rings without a signet, and that became common for them, so that's not considered, would not be considered Ritzo, and so he argues that Bezman Hazeh, but not getting involved whether men should wear rings or not, but the fact is that men do wear rings, so that they it's not Ritzo. Now, is there Xerah D'Rabbanan, they might take it off the show, and men don't do that, right? Look, wow, I got my wedding ring, I haven't seen it yet. So that's an argument why people would be lenient, even if there's no Erev, to be continue wearing a man to wearing a ring. Again, I'm not making any opinion over here of the propriety of wearing a ring or not wearing a ring, but that is the fact. Okay. We came across the question of, let's see, let's go with a good order over here. Keys. So keys are an interesting discussion, and how in the world do you wear keys? So there are more addressed keys. The Mechaber addressed keys in Sefer Aleph. So that was, so Tabas was Sif Tes and Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph. Someone's made to be attached to the Antimi Mishdamish. It's made for two purposes, multiple purposes, so to be attached to the Antimi Mishdamish with it. There's a people will say the purpose is wearing it the same Tashmish. So therefore, the Mechaber seems to say even if you make a Mateach out of Kesef, it's going to be Yasser. Then it means the Yesh Matirim Im Hushal Kesef. Then he brings an opinion which says it's made out of Kesef or Zov. So normally you don't make keys out of Kesef or Zov. So obviously the main point is it should be a Takshin. But on the other hand, a Mavteh, which is made out of Barzel or Nechoshis, so then you're not going to, even though he makes it look fancy and nice, etc., he doesn't really see a Heter that's going to be a Heter. So that would not be a great way to carry a key. Some of you have seen the key tie clips. I know, at least. What? Right. If you live in a place where there's no Erev, right? So Baruch Hashem, nowadays people have Shabbos locks. You know, that's, you know, reduced the need for such a thing. But there was such a thing. You still have some of the older generation walks around with their key tie clip. So as a tachshon alone, it seems to be difficult to be moderate because they weren't made out of Kesef Rezov. The matirim, which were matirit, their argument was that it was there to hold the tie in place. So it's tachlis is to be mishamish the tie to hold the tie in place. So therefore, the problem is that generation also used to wear vests. So the tie was held in place with the vest. So that was that, or sweaters. So that wouldn't work so well. So that heter would only be true if a person, you know, was machmir to keep his tie in place, and he did that without some other type of item covering it. So the other eitzah, which the person talked about, is to wear it as the mishaber talks about wearing it as part of your belt. So he points out that wearing it as part of the belt is just attaching it to your belt is not going to be mutter. You're carrying something on your belt. That doesn't help you. It would have to be mishamish, being mishamish the goof. So you'd have to use it as the buckle in place of the buckle. The place of attachment would be the key would function as the hook, as part of the hook. So there are actually, you can, I don't really still get them, you know, but probably in the cities that don't have air around them is more common of an issue. So they have Shabbos belts, they have key, which you can put the key in as a place to be part of the hook which holds the belt together. So it's Mishamish. Now I want you to know, not everybody agrees with that either. But the Maisa, that seems to be in the garland to make on that, and that's the Eitzah. You can make one yourself. Over the years, we've been zeicher to see various different ingenious contraptions that people have made. And come and ask me, is it mutter or aser? Some of them are mutter, most of them are aser. The ones made by Jacob Goodman were always mutter. I just want you to know that. Okay. The Ramah continues in Sefer Aleph and discusses eyeglasses. So he talks about brillen. Brillen, now you learn the new Yiddish word. The word Yiddish word for eyeglasses is brillen. Okay. So glad just for that. He says that the case was a problem. The eyeglasses themselves were the problem. Those eyeglasses were worn. First, there's two issues. Those eyeglasses do not have temples. They don't have the side parts. They just sat on your nose. We call it. It's actually referred to in English as a pince-nez. Right, have you ever seen that word? PINCE-NEZ. That's what that means. It pinches your nose and it holds it on place. That's what the word means. So it stays and it sits on your nose. So those were considered a concern. You would take them off because they didn't really stay put so easily. Obviously, the ones which you have nowadays, which stay on your head. They don't fall off. There's no chashash of falling off. The second issue, which if you look at them, the main reason why people wore glasses once upon a time was for reading. They were reading glasses, so they're not being mishamishu while you're walking. So since they were reading glasses, not being mashamish while you're walking, so really all you do is carrying this eyeglasses to get them to place A where you want to read. So that's obviously that they're not being mashamish to go for this point in time in any way, shape, or form. A person needs glasses to help him walk. Because that they facilitate walking, they're easier, so they're worn on the body, and they facilitate walking, so that is going to be mutter. It's at least a form of atakshit, or the kameya concept, which it's being mashamish the goof, facilitating the goof to do what it has to do. Person cannot walk without his eyeglasses. Obviously, that's that same argument. You know, very, 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 very nearsighted, has difficulty walking without having to be tripping, etc. Without it, so that's much more of this argument that that's going to be mishamish to goof.
Most people can walk without glasses.
That's true, but the mice they can walk better with the glasses. So there's mishamish to goof. It's made them mishamish to goof for the whole time. If a person would just have reading glasses, it's a problem. Now, what about sunglasses? So mikra and sunglasses really should be mutter. The concern with sunglasses, we have this concept which Chazal addressed of the concern people will take it off and carry it. Because so let's say the sun goes behind the cloud, it gets a little darker, you'll take off your sunglasses and carry them. So the same way this concern with Chazal gave many different examples of this concern of carrying. So we go back to our argument we saw over there that it's assuming that we don't have Rosh Hashanah is manazeh, so we'll say it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's only derabanan. So therefore, is that gzeirah l'tchor should not be such a concern? It seems that the pesukim did suggest, since it was a very common thing, that over there these were things where there was a gzeirah, you might. Over here is almost like a guarantee that if it's going to get dark, you're going to do that. So they suggest it's not a good idea. If your sunglasses are part of your the prescription sunglasses and you wear them for walking, obviously that's not an issue. The medical has a medical need to keep his eyes dark. Obviously, it's not an issue. The point is, just for convenience, there's much more. The much more common person will take them off. It's hard to say that it's iser gomer. Right, the person uses a lotion of usr. It's hard to say this. We're making our own gzeira. That's hard to say. They have to say that it's going into the surim, but those themselves, the Rambam already said the minhag is to make. Now, the Mishnah did come out over there. A person who knows better shouldn't do that. The Iker Heter is what the Shishai Gamal Yidim Mazidin. So that's the Iker Heter. So now that you're no longer, Rabbi said, you're no longer Shoygan, I just changed your status. So now you're stuck. Contacts. Are not a shayla b'chlal. People don't take them out. They don't care. Walk down the street, you're holding your contact in your finger. That's not a common. That's not a common issue. They're obviously they're doing mishamish the goof. They're both. They're worn on the goof. They're both to the goof. There's no question that those would be mutter to wear on Shabbos. That a person just started wearing contacts. So they're like, so he doesn't wear them well, they irritate him, and he takes them off, on and off, etc. So Rishon Zalman did raise the question that maybe you should argue with that that's a problem, but the mice, it seems to be the person who said that's not a problem, even that. The mice, he's not going to be walking Dalai Lama's down the street with the contact in his fingertip. It's not a very smart idea. Anyway, you might lose your contacts. Okay, let's hold it here. That's probably going to get us through. So we got through Sefer Aleph.